Now it is time for the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack, Tim, Luke, and Greg Schramm, Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web. It is time for Appraise This, and we say good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right. You're both settled down in one place.
Yeah. Can I just make a little confession?
Sure.
Uh-oh. Well, Tim came running into our office and said, "Oh my God, it's 7:30. We have a radio show this morning."
Well, I just got in with the dogs too. So I got in with the dogs and I've got, you know, Sienna's just turned 10 weeks and so was making sure that she was eating and that Coco wasn't eating her food. And then next thing I see, it's like, oh my God, it's 7:30.
Isn't that nice when that happens? Good morning.
Yes, wow. Exactly.
Well, you know, yeah, we have a tendency actually to fly by the seat of our pants in any situation. So we just sucked it up and here we are.
See, you're not, there's two different types of people in life. There's a type of person that's a full essay that has everything done and completed. And then there's the person who's like me and probably you. We've got a general outline before we make our essay. We live with that general outline.
Oh, yeah. It needs to marinate.
That's right. I've patterned my whole life after that. Now, just write an outline first, get your ideas together, and then make every – my whole life has been that one big outline.
Yes.
Well, we use bullet points. Bullet points work very well. So our life is based on bullet points.
All right. Well, what's going on in your world? Because I know my world isn't worth talking about right now.
Well, actually, I'm very excited because I picked up a client, an appraisal client, from a past appraisal that we did, what was it, in 2008? Tim, something like that.
Yes.
It seems like 2008, this year, for some reason, keeps coming back to haunt us, or it's the year that keeps on giving. And the client's mother passed away, and we did the original appraisal, and we have, of course, we keep the appraisals, and for a certain number of years. And it just so happened that we had her document list with some photographs, and I was able to turn it very quickly into a consignment situation for her. And it's one of those things that when you are able to do that for a client, it really helps the situation, because as I'm sure you're well aware, when a loved one dies, it's a very stressful time in your life. And to have to go through and make all of these decisions and to have a total stranger come into your home and be very impersonal about trying to dispose of the items, it can be very traumatic. So I just want to stress to listeners how important it is to establish a relationship with an appraiser if you are doing estate planning, so that when the time comes, when the appraisal has to be turned into an estate sale or a auction, you're there, and they've already established trust and a relationship with you, because that is one of the most important aspects of what we do, is trying to manage the expectations of our client when things turn into estate situations.
Yeah, and I think that it's really important to talk about the marketplace, like how things have changed over the years, especially from 2008 till now. There's a big difference in some of the assets that were in the estate, you know, whether it's furniture or whatever it is, and finding the right outlet as well to make sure that you get it into the best market so that it will sell. Because I think that the client was also downsizing. She was moving, and so she needed to get rid of a lot of this stuff. Right, Greg? It was
something. She's moving. They're moving out of the area, and she, at first, when her mother passed, she, like a lot of people, they're not ready to to get rid of some of the items. And the family has taken what they want. And so finally now she is relocating and she's decided it's time. Right. So these are situations that are difficult to deal with in a regular circumstance. But now you add to that on the fact that you're relocating and now what do you do? It's time. It's very reassuring, I think, for a client to know that it's like an old pair of slippers. They can call somebody that they've worked with in the past and it just kind of fits. So I was very pleased to be able to help this client. And I think it's going to, and she's very pleased with what I was able to find for her to
your
sell
solution.
These items.
Yeah.
So, and solutions is that's a great word in our business because we do have solutions for dilemmas.
Now,
and
let me ask you a question here. This client that you're talking about, and this is for people mm-hmm. listening out there, is the value of the of what you appraised her property, is it significant? Like, was there truly some very unique stuff? Or was it just like stuff that any family would have?
It was what we call the stuff of everyday life.
Okay.
Which is very common. However, it was very nice. There were very nice items. There was 19th century American furniture. There was a beautiful 18th century American blanket chest. And when the auction company came to look at the items, they took one look at that chest and said, okay, we're in. So they were things that she lived with as a child and as into her adulthood. And now that she's in her late 60s and relocating, she's decided, okay, it's time. And so she was very, very happy that she was able to do this. But I very first thing I had to do was manage her expectations because the right. appraisal that we did in 2008, the value was insurance appraisal, which was quite high.
For replacement, now, if she had to go out and buy that stuff.
Now I had to explain to her that we are now in a situation where it's going to turn into the fair market value, which is, for lack of a better word, the least common denominator. So what things will sell for in the marketplace. And she was willing to accept that because we had already established the trust with her in 2008. So that's a very important aspect of what we do,
and
I think it's worth mentioning.
And also the reason I wasn't on last week, I was in Palm Springs and there was no internet, so there's no way we would have communicated. But it was the same situation where it's an estate situation. They need an estate appraisal, but they also needed guidance on, hey, we need to get rid of some of this stuff. And a lot of this stuff was decorator stuff. It was, you know, still in good condition and there is a marketplace, but you know, it's going to be a little more maybe high end consignment or something different. And there were a couple of pieces of artwork and some sculptures, but a lot of it was stuff that they just loved. And some of it was local artists that were out in California. So, you know, we're coming across this more and more where people just want to know, hey, what do I do with this stuff? And where's the best place? And that's part of the challenges with personal property is that there are so many different marketplaces, whether it's, you know, going to high end auction or the local auction or consignment shops or, you know, whatever it is knowing where am I going to, you know, where do my pieces fall? Because, you know, everybody, their first instinct is, oh, well, it's got to go to, you know, some high-end auction. And the high-end auctions aren't doing that anymore. And even a lot of the regional houses, they are cutting back. So it's evolving. when it comes to the stuff of everyday life, because it's a changing market. People would rather just go buy new instead of anything else.
Speaking of today's market, in doing the research and finding the best place to sell this client's items, I went back to the well, as they say, to some of our old dealers that we had dealt with back in 2008. Come to find out, the market has changed to the point where some of these people that we used in the past, they've retired, or the market has changed to the point where they focus just on specific items and are no longer dealing with the same items that they dealt with in 2008. So there is that challenge that also has to be taken into consideration. As the markets change, so do the marketplaces.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a big change. And that's part of the other thing that we do as appraisers, is really keep an eye on whatever it is that we're having to put a value to determine value for, is what is the appropriate marketplace and where is this most commonly sold, and what are we going to find? So,
It's interesting. Always, I don't think people realize that your normal stuff that you're either going to sell at auction or even sell at a yard sale or whatever follows the value of the really, really nice stuff. It's attached at the lower end, but if the market is high, it's high, and if the market is low, you know what they say, that rising tide lifts all boats.
That's true. That's very true, Marshall. And we find that a lot, especially with the stuff of everyday life, because, you know, as we've talked about in the past, not everybody, but a lot of people think, you know, I have the best stuff in the world. And there again, it's just learning how to manage expectations, because people do follow markets much more now with the advent of online auctions and the ease of finding how much things are selling for online. So consequently, if they have items that are similar, they feel as though their items are a lot more valuable than they really are. So that there again, the markets, the tide, the rising tide lifts all boats. So we just have to make sure that we let them know that, okay, the markets, that yes, they are a little higher now for this particular area, or not so much. The tide's gone out. So it's just really, I keep going back to saying managing expectations, because that's, I think, primarily what
we do.
That's exactly what we do. And if as long as you have built that trust with the client, it usually works out for their benefit.
It's trust and good communication. It's just being able to communicate and say, here's what it is. And that's how you really help establish that trust. I think that's what's really important.
Well, it's another learning session for people this morning. Thanks, guys.
And you don't even have homework.
That's right. That's that outline of life. We love that. Okay.
That's it.
All right, guys. I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them at tqag.com.